sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting in the evening.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up?
Bob from Waukesha.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Good to hear you on the radio again.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are absolutely right. This election in 2022, the midterms, and in 2024 are extremely important. If we don't defeat the Republicans, we are going to suffer. And I mean suffer. They want to cut Social Security. They want to cut Medicare. They're out for blood. And we have to get every soul, every Democrat. We outnumber them. We need to get our voters out and make sure they don't get back in.
You know, Bob, how do you... You know, there's no question what's coming down the aisle, man. You know, the inflation is not going to disappear before the 2022 elections. We're going to be heading, you know, economy is certainly going to be impacted. The war, by all accounts, may still be going on. That impacts everything. Internationally, not just here locally, not nationally, all of those things, and people are going to be hurting, and they're going to be looking for somebody to point the finger at and to blame. And my fear, Bob, is that people who are Democrats and people who voted for Joe Biden are now all of a sudden going to say, see, look at what he did. Look at what the Democrats did when they got in power, and they're going to turn. And then by the time the Republicans are in office and they get to see exactly clearly that the Republicans aren't going to do anything to improve anything for the average person, we're going to be stuck again with Republicans and their ways, which have impacted and affected the middle class for far too long.
And everything you just said is true. They will blame Biden for stuff that, for the economy, that he had nothing to do with. It happened. First, we had the pandemic. That contributed to inflation. The supply side, economics, that contributed. The war in Ukraine, but the Republicans are using that, and nothing irritates me more than working people that think that by voting Republican, the Republicans are going to help them. The Republicans have been against Medicare. They were against Social Security. They were against the 40-hour work week. They were against time and a half. I could go on and on and on.
You sound like a union man. You sound like a union man. But go ahead.
Well, you know Bob Amsden. I'm a member of the committee to protect pensions.
Right.
For 7 years, we fought to get our pensions back. And you know how we got it back? The two senators in Georgia got elected, and Joe Biden got elected.
Right.
And after Joe Biden being in office 3 months, he passed the law that protects our pension, and we're getting our pensions. If he wouldn't have got elected, he only waited 3 months. It took him till March. He had a lot of other things on his table, and he passed that. We waited for 7 years, and not one goddamn Republican voted for us.
You know, it's my frustration as well as yours that blue collar workers vote Republican and somehow think that the Republicans are support them. I don't know. As a lifelong union guy, 34 years, I don't know how any union person votes Republican and think that the Republicans support unions and unionism. They've done everything they can to destroy unions. And one of the reasons why the middle class is suffering the way it is because the unions have been destroyed. And it wasn't Democrats who destroyed them. So, you know, it does become frustrating that people are going to somehow, and it's what they listen to and what they see, and they somehow think that these people supporting them, as you well know, is not the case.
We had members in our group that voted for Republicans that were ardent Republicans, and you couldn't tell them, convince them, that they were voting against themselves. I mean, there were the cuts in our pensions started at 50, 60, and 70%. And they still were willing to vote for Republicans, knowing. And we would have at our meetings, Bob Amsden would tell them, the Republicans don't want to help us. Ron Johnson. I hate, to this day, I hate Ron Johnson. He came to our meetings when we were starting this thing, and he was running for re-election, and he was going to help us. He was going to be our savior. Well, as soon as he got elected, we never saw him again. He didn't want nothing to do with us.
Well, you know, that also goes to the fact that Donald Trump was able to get Democrats and union people to vote for him. And so there's nothing that leads me to believe that all of a sudden those people, and especially, again, based on what's getting ready to happen to the economy and all of those things, but people's short-sightedness is going to be even more pain. If you think they're in pain under Joe Biden, you're going to be in more pain under Republican leadership. We've seen it. We know what it is on a state level. We know what it is on a national level. I'm imploring people, before they make a decision and celebrate giving this power back to the Republicans, that they do a little research, you know, and find out what Republicans have actually done. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, this was about a week ago. This woman that's a clerk at Pick and Save, and we started talking, and she said, how can you be a Democrat? I said, do you remember January 6th? Do you know... that Republicans are against everything that benefits us? And she said, well, I don't know much about January 6th, she said. And my husband knows all about that stuff. She says, but I love Donald Trump. This is a woman that votes and doesn't know diddly. She doesn't know a damn thing. Other than, I love Donald Trump. She doesn't know he lies, he cheats, he's a grifter. She doesn't know anything. Her husband says, oh, Trump's a good guy, so we're going to vote for Trump. And she just goes along like a sheep following right off the cliff.
You know, let me say this. Man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. I feel your passion. We've got to do all we can to try to divert this. Because when it comes, it's the pain that people are going to feel is going to be horrible. Got to go. Thank you, Sam, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Been tuned into the... See you later.